After the swearing-in of the cabinet members and his lieutenant governor, Governor Rick Scott took his oath of office for the second time. Throughout his inaugural address, Scott touched on education and the environment, but at the center of his speech was the cornerstone of both of his gubernatorial campaigns, jobs. And he took a playful jab at one of his guests, Texas Governor Rick Perry.
Today, Texas is our number one competitor for jobs. But we will unseat Texas.
Well, you know, Texas needs to be put on notice. We're coming after them.
That's Scott's director for Department of Economic Opportunity, the state's job agency, Jesse Panuccio, who says the governor's jobs message has been a success.
Look, the two states are very similar in terms of their policies. They both have low tax environments and really promote job creation and getting government out of the way so that families and businesses can do what they do best, which is create a robust economy. And so we want to compete on that stage, and we want to be known globally, and we want to be right up there with Texas and competition's a good thing. Friendly competition's a good thing. I think everybody will rise to the top if we all pursue the same type of agenda.
While there were many Republicans in the inaugural crowd, some Democrats paid their respects as well, including Tallahassee Democratic Representative Alan Williams. He says Democrats hope to sit down with the governor soon and talk about more job creation in the state.
We want job creation just like the governor wants. I mean, I think that's a very bipartisan goal to really be the number one job producer, because everyone gets jobs. We just want to make sure that those jobs are equally distributed throughout our communities that we represent as well. And so for the governor to come out and talk about putting the campaign behind us and starting to govern, we're with him. As he says, let's get to work. We're ready to work together if he's ready to work.
In addition to a prayer breakfast held earlier in the day and a reception the day before, Scott ended the festivities with an inauguration celebration reception at the governor's mansion. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.